to Tales of Water Trails, presented by the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources. Our guests, Lynn and Bob Dybel, are experienced canoeists and kayakers who have paddled more than 2,400 miles of Minnesota water trails. They describe these routes for other travelers in their two books, Paddling Northern Minnesota and Paddling Southern Minnesota. For this series of programs, the Dybels are sharing their insights about Minnesota's water trails. Minnesota DNR manages over 4,000 miles of water trails for canoeing and kayaking, including the north shore of Lake Superior and dozens of rivers statewide. Here are Lynn and Bob Dybel to describe paddling on the North Fork of the Crow River.
On the North Fork of the Crow, we like two different segments. The first is pretty far upstream from Highway 22 to Kingston, and that runs through Forest City. And the second is right down by the confluence with the Mississippi, and that's from Lake Rebecca Park, which is actually on the South Fork, down to the Mississippi. On the further upstream segment, paddlers will find farmland and woods and a surprising amount of wildlife along those upper reaches. Closer to the Mississippi, the riverbanks are more developed in many areas. The first trip is about 23 miles long, and the second one, from Lake Rebecca Park to the Mississippi, is just about 27 miles. The paddles are best for day paddlers. There is camping in, around Forest City, but this is really best paddled as a day trip.
Lynn mentioned the lower part is more of an urban paddle, and that makes me think of, I often look at these river segments that we paddled and remember some of the details other than just paddling down, such as getting there and the shuttles. The lower part, we had a very unique shuttle experience because I took a cab. I didn't want to ride my bike through some of the very busy highways in that area, so we called a cab, and he was kind of mystified as to what we were doing, but he took me back to the car. There was another experience in Minneapolis after paddling Minnehaha Creek where I called a cab and had given my location as an intersection of two streets. And the cab didn't come, and I called again and again, and finally the cab driver came, and he said that if you call a cab, don't give the intersection of two streets as your location, because we have a lot of trouble with people who don't have an address. And so this is another tip for canoeists. If you ever use a cab, just look at a house number really near where you're at and give that as a your pickup point.
Back to the North Fork of the Crow, we recommend for a woodsy experience, Highway 22 to Kingston, and for a little more urban paddle, and a very pleasant paddle, Lake Rebecca Park to the Mississippi. You're going to meet a few riffles along the way on both of them, and deadfalls, particularly on the upper segment. Those snags need a lot of care to get around or under or over. High water can be a problem because there are a couple of low bridges upstream of Forest City. Otherwise, this is a great trip for beginning river paddlers, for families, and I wish you happy paddling.
For more information on Minnesota's water trails, including free maps, river level reports, and trip planning resources, visit www.mndnr.gov/watertrails.